Lights, camera, action! It's the Month of Movies podcast for 2015!
Yeah, January 2015!
January.
First month of the new year.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is I have a list of a deck of cards of the 52 worst movies of all time that I'm going to try to watch this year. And Jason's...
And I have a bunch of box sets of movies that I've never watched, so I'm going to either watch a box set a month or partial box set a month, depending on how big it is. So this month, I watched the Puppet Master box set. It's going to be in 2 months because there's like 9 movies, but... There was 5 movies on one disc, so I went through those 5 this month.
Okay.
And then the rest of them are going to be in February. So.
Cool.
And then Scott, yeah, just watches bad movies. But then again.
I watch good ones in between the bad movies sometimes.
Yeah. I would laugh, except the Puppet Master, which I've never seen before, were not as great as I was hoping.
Yeah.
So, but yours are probably still worse than mine. Just because it's like around 5 for mine. Oh, this is rating is out of 10.
Oh yeah,
1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
In case you're jumping on now,
if you're jumping on now, go back to 2014 and see the best movies.
Yeah, listen to last month years. Yeah, last month's worst too.
And if you're really lazy, just the recap. Which just listen to the recap where we list off all the numbers,
all the movies.
Just list them all.
Well, the first movie we watched of the month was, you and I both watched, it was not in any of our lists.
Right.
It was As Above, So Below.
As Above, So Below. One of those found footage film horror movies.
Yes. Which, in actuality, I thought the movie was going to be go a certain way, and it didn't go that way at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I was learning all the stuff throughout the movie was what made it really cool. So I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but basically, it starts with a girl it's almost like a horror movie if Tomb Raider was a horror movie. Like, because there's a girl trying to find an artifact that her father was searching all his life for, and she thinks it's connected to, like, the catacombs below France?
France? Yeah. I think it's France.
So her and a bunch of people go down there to try to explore, and crazy shit happens.
Yeah, it's her and then, one of her coworker buddies.
Yeah, the
and
camera
then,
guy.
And then a bunch of people who know the catacombs that they hire to help them try to find their way through.
But I liked it a lot because it was a found footage type movie,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't have that generic, like, found footage feel because it wasn't just a thing going, oh my god, what are you doing? What? It was almost like they were forced to do certain things instead of, like, the generic horror movie
mm-hmm.
type thing. But it actually had more of a plot than I expected at all.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the creepy things that happened were just, like, straight up creepy. And it was, like, I was glad on how stupid it wasn't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
right.
know. Like, it reminded me of a good version of The Descent, because there's moments
of Descent.
It Descent? Yeah,
I never watched it, but yeah.
But there's parts that.
Yeah, I'm claustrophobic, so there were parts where I'm watching it and I was freaking out.
Yeah,
I was like, God damn it! He's gonna get stuck. He can't turn around. God damn it!
Yeah, and there's oh god, yeah. But I really liked the movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I thought because going in, I felt like I knew too much about the movie.
Okay.
So, like, some of the stuff I was, like, expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, like, that shouldn't have happened there or that shouldn't have happened there and stuff like that. But I don't want to give anything away. But
because
the trailer basically, like, oh, they're going to the catacombs and they find the gates of hell. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, okay, so I'm expecting that, you know?
Okay.
But
yeah, I saw an ad on the on Facebook.
Oh yeah,
but I didn't hear
I watched
it.
The actual trailer.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything, so I just saw them under there like running around like screaming and stuff like that, and people mm-hmm. like I'm like, oh, that looks creepy. I'm like, so I didn't know much at all.
But yeah, so I liked it. I gave it a 7.5.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It was worth watching. Yeah. For sure.
Nice.
So, and since I watched 5 movies in a box set,
okay,
and the plot kind of ties together, I'm probably gonna do these all at once.
Okay.
So if you want to say some of your movies
I'll do one right now. First movie I watched in my box set. Yeah, my list. Sorry. I watched it many, many years ago when I had just come to HBO. And I was in high school. Taste has changed dramatically, but I remember it not being that great back then. Anaconda. The movie with the big snakes.
In the water.
And Ice Cube?
Yeah, it was Jennifer Lopez in that?
Jennifer Lopez, Ice Cube. Apparently, Owen Wilson was in that movie. what's her name? Angelina Jolie's dad. John Voight.
There you go.
And a couple of people. But fuck that movie. Okay, the most generic, like, oh, this guy, he's funding the thing, but he's just like, oh, I shouldn't be here. Where's my tea? Oh, I'm not going to help you lift this. It's like, they had the most generic fucking characters ever. Like, just to say, hey, you guys, someone wrote this in college, and they want to make this into a movie? Sure, fuck it. Like, the creative writing course, go for it. Like, just the characters were shitty as hell. And John Voight, I thought he was a good actor. I don't know much about his stuff, but I thought he was, like, at least a well-known actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was I guess his character was from, I forgot what country. It was, like, Argentina or Belize or whatever. So, like, he was supposed to have, like, some sort of, like, Hispanic accent. But it sounded like he was trying to pull off Marlon Brando's character in Apocalypse Now.
Oh.
And also, but it kind of came off Tommy Wiseau-ish. And he's like, you gotta be gone to the snakes. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This doesn't sound like
he's Bill Cosby?
No.
I gotta go to the snakes.
But, oh god, and it was so... Oh, and what's his nuts?
I didn't watch this with you, so... I know, and I've never seen this movie.
The guy who was almost Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Oh, Christian Slater?
No, the guy... Michael J. Fox, Marty McFly. He was supposed to be Marty McFly. Eventually, his red hair looks kind of like him. He was in Butterfly Effect as the pedophile. Whatever.
Holy shit. I can't even remember. Was a pedophile in Butterfly Effect?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The girl's dead.
Oh, God. I totally don't remember.
They made movies in the basement. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever his name is. I want to say, like, Hook. That's not right. Fuck it. Anyways,
I was thinking of, like, the Saturday Night Live skit where they had the guy... Christian Slater being Marty McFly.
Oh, I haven't even mentioned what this movie's about. Sorry.
It's about a snake. You said this.
No, but there's actually a plot to it, quote unquote. So Jennifer Lopez is doing a documentary about a certain tribe of people or something like that. And they go down into the rivers and the Amazon, and they spot John Voight's character, like, who's stuck on a boat. He's like, oh, I need help. Help me. I'm like, all right.
Eric Stoltz?
Yeah, that's it. Eric Stoltz. That's the other guy. But he's like, oh, help me. And he jumps on board. And then he tricks them in, like, luring them into the snake area so they can use them as bait to catch the snake. Ta-da. At some points... Okay, this is another one thing that I hate. Animals that don't make a lot of noises, like snakes... How loud are snakes? Maybe rattlesnakes make noise? That's it. All the snakes in these movies screamed. Like velociraptors. Like, at one point, a baby snake was biting some guy's finger, and he was pulling it off, and the snake was screaming. A baby snake was screaming, like, yarr! Like, no, no. And another point, at one point, you saw strings controlling the snake when he was in a window. That was great. Fuck it. Shit. And I know special effects weren't great back then, but there's some parts when the snake, like, is all CG and is wrapping around a person. You can just tell he was, like, on this, like, spinning thing, and they tried overlaying it, and it didn't work. Fuck that movie. 3.5.
3.5? In case people are curious, IMDb gives it a 4.5.
Well, 3.5.
3.5. Okay, so The Puppet Master, I remember this series, like, when I was younger. Like, I always saw it, like, at the rental store, and I was always wanting to get it, but they never had the first one in stock. So And I'm one of those people who has to watch it from the first one,
yeah.
Which kind of makes sense in this instance, but... So then when I saw the whole box set really cheap, I was like, I'm going to buy it because it's like $10 for the entire series. So and there's 9 movies. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So I bought it, and so I'm watching through it, and the premise of The Puppet Master is this guy, he finds a way to make his puppets become real.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like puppets without strings and stuff like that. And so that's the basic premise of the entire thing, is that this guy found this. So the first movie starts off and he's like packing away his puppets and stuff like that. And he puts them in this case and puts it in the wall, and then he kills himself. And then they're like, okay. So then it goes fast forward, and these people come to the... because he was the owner of this hotel that he killed himself in. Mm-hmm. So these people come to the hotel to investigate what happened here, why he would kill himself and all this stuff. And they're all paranormal, like, investigators.
Makes sense.
So there's, like, a psychic. There's ones who can, like, relive memories. And one person who dreams... predict the future and stuff like that. So there's like a bunch of these paranormal investigators, and they're investigating why this guy's dead, and the puppets come out and they go around and they start killing them off.
Okay.
And I'm not gonna give away the ending or anything, but that was the basic premise of the first movie.
Okay.
Second movie, these people come to investigate why these people died.
So,
because they're like, a bunch of psychics came to this hotel and they went missing. No one knows what happened to them. So these other people come to the hotel, and they're looking for, and they're like spending, you know, staying in the hotel and stuff like that to try to figure out what happened to these psychics. And this weird guy shows up who's got bandages all over himself, and he's sure. And he's just like, who is this guy? I don't know. I don't trust him. But then they talk to him as if he's normal, but they don't trust him. And it's like, what's going on? It's like, you're not even curious on why he looks like that? Like, they're just like, I don't trust this guy. But then when he comes up and talks to him, they're just like, oh, yeah, we can help you with that. And they're, like, all friendly with him and just like, what the fuck? And then something weird happens at the very end of the movie. And I'm just like, okay, so is this where the series is going to go? Nope. Third movie, back in 1945 during World War II. Maybe it was 43. I don't know. But it was during World War II. And the guy who created the puppets has the puppets, and he's putting on puppet shows.
Okay.
And the Nazis want to know how he's doing this. So they're trying to get information because they want to bring dead people back to life and use them as their troops.
Okay.
And soldiers and stuff. And that's the whole third movie takes place in Nazi Germany, which was pretty funny.
Okay.
And it was kind of interesting because they're like, okay, so we saw this guy before he died.
Yeah.
And then the next one goes back to take place after the second movie, except the puppets are now good guys, and there's an evil puppet that isn't a puppet. Basically, the, like, okay.
Puppet.
Okay, so I told you the guy, he found a way to turn these puppets real.
Yeah.
And apparently has something to do with ancient Egypt.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So the Egyptian gods get pissed. Oh. And they send this little creature down that looks like a puppet to try to stop people from creating puppets or something. I don't know. So he's got this evil little guy that's killing people who are making robots.
Oh, okay.
Because it's similar to what's the puppets. So all the puppets start going after this evil Egyptian guy that's killing people. So the puppets are good. The fifth movie is more the same because all these people are dead. And they're like, what's going on? We have to investigate why these people are dead. And now there's another Egyptian thing killing people. And the puppets go after them again. And it's like, yeah. That's 1 through 5 wrapped up without any spoilers.
So the fifth movie is basically the first four without the war one.
Well, the first, yeah. Well, the thing is, the first two are very similar, except there's like weird stuff that's happening because there's that bandaged guy,
mm-hmm.
And then the ending is actually kind of cool, where the first one, it was kind of dumb. But I don't want to give spoilers for that. And then, yeah, the fourth and fifth ones were not that great. The fifth one is pretty much like the fourth one.
But, okay.
But less robots.
Less robots.
So let me just see. Guy dies. Yeah, I just look at my notes quick. Yeah. So the first movie, I gave it a 5 because it was average. The second one, I gave it a 5.5 because it was better than the first because it was like the first movie, but the overall plot was way better. And then 6 for the third one.
Okay.
I gave it a 6.
That's the Nazi
one. That was, and then that was the highest score I've given to any of the Puppet Master movies was a 6.
Okay.
So the one that was unlike all the others was the best one. And then 4 and 5, I gave 4.5 each because they were the worst ones with the Egyptian little puppet thing. Yeah, so yeah, 5, 5.5, 6, 4.5, 4.5. I almost gave that one lower, but eh. But yeah, so that was the first box set I watched was those Puppet Masters. And then next month I'll watch the newer Puppet Masters that aren't numbered.
Yeah.
So this is 1 through 5. And then the next half of the box set, they're all individual movies because it's like Curse of the Puppet Master. There's Puppet Master Retro or something. I don't know. They all have names where these were numbered 1 through 5.
Puppet Master Retro.
Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of... Those are the 5 movies I watched in the box set. And then I watched 3 other movies for fun after that.
All right. The next movie I watched... I should have searched, but I guess it felt like it was based off something.
What is it called?
Cool World.
Cool World. Oh, it was like trying to be the adult Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, which was rated PG-13.
Not R?
Nope. So, but if
he, but it's Brad Pitt.
It feels like there should have been so much more explained because I feel like they tried hinting at a lot of stuff that didn't, or they put stuff in there that didn't matter, or at least didn't seem to matter. Maybe there's a bunch of things in there that I guess I didn't, a bunch of symbolism I might have missed. So anyway, it's like during the war, like World War, whatever, I don't remember, it was like 1930s, 1940s, whatever in there, somewhere in there. Brad Pitt comes back from the war. He's like, oh, hey, Mom, check me out. I'm from the war. And Mom's like, oh, cool. So he decides to take his... He just bought a motorcycle. He takes his mom out on a ride. And spoiler alert, within the first 5 minutes of the movie, he gets hit by a car. His mom dies. And somehow, these cartoons use this rod to open up the real world... A rift from the real world to the cartoon world, which Brad Pitt gets sucked into, and then he's in there. Then we flash forward to the present time, where a guy writes a comic book called Cool World, which is basically where Brad Pitt's character is. But the guy is in prison because apparently he killed his wife who was cheating on him, and he just gets released, which that information didn't need to happen. It didn't go into any of that. But anyways, this main girl, played by Kim Basinger. Her name is Holly Wood, as in W-O-U-L-D, like Hollywood. Fuck it.
It's Holly with an I.
Yeah, H-O-L-I Wood. So she's trying to pull the guy who writes the comic into that world, which apparently real people in the cartoon world are called Noids. I don't know if they explained what Noid meant. But apparently, what she wants to do is, apparently, it's a well-known fact, don't know if this ever happened ever before, but it's a well-known fact, everyone knows that a Noid can't have sex with a Toon, because then they'll turn real.
Toon will turn real?
Yeah. But the only person, quote-unquote, Noid that's been there has been Brad Pitt. So how does everyone know this? Okay. So... And then apparently what she's trying to do she wants to turn into a real person so she can return back to the real world and take over the real world, I guess, or something. They never really go into it. The animations in it are... it just feels like really raunchy, shitty, stupid, like fucking, like, immature. Like, not, it's not even like good immature. It's like a little baby rabbit. It's like, oh, please help me. Help me or I'll punch your face in. Like, oh, the funny baby rabbit is, like, mean now because she looks so innocent. Fuck. God. And, like, I don't know what was going on with the sets because it would be, like, he'd pull up in a real car and then he'd get out and then it was a drawing or something. And then when he was walking around, everything was, like, cardboard cutouts. Like, everything was, like... The only thing that was cartoon was, like, the characters, and then also if the setting was moving. Otherwise, everything was, like, just, like, cardboard cutout backdrop things. Like, I don't know...
Like, fake cartoon?
Yeah, but it was meant to be that way. Like, it's not like, oh, we tricked them. It was just, like, it was made to look like... I don't know. And it's great, because after watching Roger Rabbit, and then this one, they did not, like, nail the, like, the working interaction. Like, oh, he puts his arm around... Like, Brad Pitt puts his arm around... this girl, mm-hmm. and his fingers are, like, off by a couple inches. He's like, oh, just awkwardly and stuff. It's weird. It's, there's so many things, like I said, I don't understand why they put it in the movie. It feels like the movie could have been 20 minutes shorter. I gave it a 4. Because, yeah, I don't know. It, like, there's so much, like, I don't know. It felt so missing and full of stuff we didn't need. 4. That was a 4.
It was a 4.
What did IMDb say?
Oh, I wasn't looking at IMDb. IMDb gave it a 4.7.
All right.
So that one is worse than Anaconda. Oh,
Noid. Nope, that's not it. I was looking at IMDb. It's a different thing. Noids is notifications of infectious diseases.
Yeah, that's what it said. It said, I was looking at the Wikipedia page and it says redirect from Noids. It says that infectious disease thing.
All right.
I watched a documentary called I Know That Voice, which is about voice actors. Like people who do the voices on Futurama and The Simpsons and stuff like that. And it wasn't until I finished the movie that I realized that the guy who is the voice of Bender, is the person that put that movie together. So he's like the executive producer or something on it. So he's the one, because he's in it a lot. I'm just like, oh, wow, they're interviewing him a lot.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of people from Futurama, obviously, because...
Is it John DiMaggio?
Yeah, DiMaggio. Yeah, Joe DiMaggio is a baseball player.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was him and then a bunch of people. And then they had, like, a couple Simpsons people, but not a lot. Like, Hank Azaria and the girl who's the voice of Nancy Cartwright, mm-hmm. Bart Simpson. And that was pretty much it for The Simpsons. But they, like, it was interesting because they were going into... There was, like, a whole section just on Mel Blanc, on how amazing he was. And watching that movie, I have a lot more respect for those voice actors.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about the scene that Mel Blanc did where they did Duck Season, Rabbit Season. Mm-hmm. And it was Daffy Duck doing an impression of Bugs Bunny and Bugs Bunny doing an impression of Daffy Duck. And it didn't sound like Daffy Duck, but it sounded like just layered the voices.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, holy crap. And then apparently on cartoons, you have all the main actors. I mean, I noticed this on some shows, but all the extras are just the same people just doing different voices.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh.
South Park,
yeah,
basically.
It's like, oh, that random person just like, get out of my way. There's like a random person that does it. But
yeah, you notice that on like Simpsons a lot because Harry Shearer does a lot of voices.
Yeah, he does a lot. He does the most on that show.
No, Hank Azaria does it.
Hank Azaria does the second most.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was interesting to see. And they're talking about auditions and all this. And they had this little guy. He was talking about how when he auditioned to be the voice of Fred Flintstone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, what? You don't look like... Because he's just like this little tiny guy. But he could get his voice real deep and all that. It was a really cool documentary just to see how much went into it. And they showed, like, some of the recording sessions. And, like, yeah, it was crazy. Like,
yeah,
you don't even realize how much work goes into it.
Yeah, I know last year, because I'm kind of interested in this, because last year or 2 years ago at Comic-Con, I saw a panel where a bunch of voice actors like like Joe or John DiMaggio, Billy West, and you know, the guy who did Pinky and the guy who did The Brain.
Yeah, it was probably these guys. And then for this,
The lady who does like Bubblegum or Bubbles,
yeah,
and My Little Pony and all that shit. Like, they were just reading scripts, and the guy hosting is like, "All right, you're doing Christopher Walken, you're doing C-3PO, he's gonna pretend to be this, you're being this, do this, and they just do the thing, and you're like, oh shit, that fucking, like, I would just sit there and close my eyes and be amazed.
But it was funny, because they were talking about, like, know what's really annoying is when people go, I can do an impression, you want to hear an impression? They're like, no, please don't. But they're like, yeah, anybody can go, hey, what's up, doc?
Yeah.
But then they're like, do anything, get that voice. They're like, if you can do that voice really good, you can recite Shakespeare as that character.
Yeah.
So then there's like a whole section where they're cutting to different people doing voices and reading Shakespeare. Like, just one huge Shakespearean thing just cut in between. There's like Bubbles reading it for a bit. And then like, it was really funny. But yeah, it was because they showed the panel, because they went to Comic-Con for part of it. And because it was Cartoon Network put it together as well. So there was like a bunch of those voices.
Yeah, so when I saw
all the names that you said were in the documentary, so I'm sure.
Well, the one I saw, they're reading a New Hope Star Wars thing. So Pinky was like Darth Vader and some of that.
Yeah, I gave it an 8.5. It was really good. Yeah.
I have two more.
Me too.
Okay.
The next movie I watched because it got added to Netflix this month. Was The Interview.
Ooh, okay.
And I'm like, I have to watch this because it's like being talked about everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did watch it because I don't know. There's parts that I keep quoting every now and then and stuff, but the movie itself wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
There was moments and there was like, it wasn't so much the movie and the script and stuff, it was just the way some of the stuff was done.
Yeah.
Like, the way the lines were delivered were the funny part, not the actual lines. So, like, I did crack up a couple times just because of the way things were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, the movie itself was did not need to get made. Like, it was basically a movie on how much we hate North Korea. That was basically the whole movie. Not just the fact that they want to kill the leader of North Korea, but the fact that the whole country is bad. Like, because at the very beginning, there's this little kid singing a song about how they want to bomb America and all this stuff. And it's like, I don't know. I'm like, the country's probably, I mean, is bad, but it's like, I don't know. Why would you want to poke a sleeping bear kind of thing? Like, they could have easily made up a country, made up a leader, and did the same exact movie. And it could have been funnier because they could have exaggerated stuff way more.
And made up stuff, too.
Because they'd be like, oh, all these people are hungry and stuff. I'm like, it could have been even funnier if it was fake.
Yeah.
You know? But the Katy Perry stuff was kind of funny, how, like, the leader of North Korea is a huge Katy Perry fan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, all these memes after the Super Bowl. They played firework! And stuff. It was kind of funny. But, yeah, I gave it a 5.
Okay.
It was definitely worth watching just to see what it was like, but the overall plot and movie wasn't that great. Yeah, I did laugh a couple times, but there were more parts I think they were like, really? And a lot of predictability in it, too.
Yeah.
Right. So I gave that a 5.
The next movie I watched was the third one from my deck of cards. Nope, just kidding. The next movie I watched was on Netflix. It was my cue for, I don't know, since I was on Netflix. It's called Odd Thomas. And it was a horror movie. And I'm like, it looks interesting. Kind of got some high ratings. So I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. And I watch it. And it's like the narrator is the main character, and he's like explaining all these things. And I like the way that it kind of went around and was like, oh, this, but like, it is explaining things as they're happening. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I've always done this and always done this. But basically, the character, his name is Odd Thomas. Like, his first name is Odd. And he's like, yeah, my mom says I was named this, and my dad thinks it was just a typo, whatever, and all this other stuff, whatever. And she's like, no, she meant to do it. But he can see, like, he can see the dead. Like, if someone dies, like, their soul is trapped in this world. Mm-hmm. And so he can, like, see them, but he can't hear them at all. So he knows, like, oh, they need help. He'll follow them and, like, see, you know, what's going to happen. So, like, right away, in the movie, he, like, stops someone who, like, a killer. He's like, oh, hey, what's that in your hand? Like, this, and, like, he gets, you know, whatever. But then also there's, like, in that show you watched.
Dead Like Me?
Yeah. He sees these creatures that, no one else can see them, but they kind of gather around horrible situations. Like, if there's going to be a lot of people dead, then a lot of them gather. But mm-hmm. if you notice them, like, if they see you looking at them, they kill you because you're not supposed to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees a bunch of these creatures following this one guy. And he's like, oh, something's going to go down. And then he sees more and more. He's like, something big is going to go down. And it's going to be bad. So then he's trying to figure out, like, sort of a detective type thing where he's just running around trying to figure out what all these visions he's seeing and all this other stuff is meaning, because there's going to be something just huge and bad is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to piece all these things together and try to figure out who's behind it all and all this other stuff. Like, he has no idea what's going to happen, but he just knows that something's going to happen. And the main character is actually the guy who played Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the main character. And but it was pretty good. I actually liked it. It was like a fun sort of suspenseful horror-ish movie. Not really too horror-ish, but I liked it a lot. I gave it a 7.5. Yeah, 7.5. But there wasn't a lot of people in that movie that were really popular. Like I said, the main guy, the Chekhov, and then one of the guys from the first season of The Following. Like, okay. Those two, the two gay guys.
Oh, okay.
It was the guy that had the hair. I don't know. He was one of the, he's like a cop. Oh, actually, Willem Dafoe is, sorry.
No big name actors or anything.
I was like, shit. Yeah, Willem Dafoe's like the chief of police. And he, like, so he talks to him once in a while because he knows about Thomas's thing. So he, like, uses, so, you know, he'll go to him and say, hey, this guy's doing this, or there's a body here. So he'll, like, just make up things like, oh, yeah, we stumbled across this. And, you know, but I don't know, it was interesting. Yeah, 7.5.
And then the last movie I watched for the month was Timeline, because people kept saying, you haven't seen Timeline? And I was like, I'll watch Timeline. And,
is that the one with Guy Pearce? Not Guy Pearce.
This is, Michael Crichton.
Oh, sorry.
The guy who did Jurassic Park. This is another book of his turned into a movie.
I'm thinking of Time Machine.
It's got, Paul Walker, Gerard Butler are the two main actors, like, main characters, and probably the biggest names in the movie. Mm. The premise of the movie is that there's this group that is creating a teleporter, so they can teleport stuff from one side of the country to New York, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. They can teleport. So they're like, okay, they fire both of them up on either side. They're like giant. Like, they take up a lot of room. There's, like, a whole room. They put something in it, and they teleport, and it disappears. New York never gets it. And then, after a certain amount of hours, the thing comes back. And they're like, what the fuck happened? It's like, I got an idea. Let's send a camera. So they send a video camera, and they send it. A while later, it comes back, and they look at the footage. And they see, like, trees and stuff. And they're like, what the heck? Where is this? And then they realize, like, wait a second. Maybe we can figure it out by mapping out the stars, because that'll tell you where on Earth that actually got teleported to. Mm-hmm. And then they realize it's not a where, it's a when. So it went back in time. So it turns out the teleporter, like, the path that the teleporter was taking goes through a wormhole and goes back to this specific time in history.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but one of the guys went and he got kidnapped and he never came back. So they end up sending a team of people to go.
Psychics.
No, of psychics to go investigate. No, they send a team to go back and retrieve the guy who I'm pretty sure. Nope, I kept thinking it was John Cleese, but it's not John Cleese. It was that Scottish guy who they had the TV show, the green card one or whatever. Do you remember that way back when? Oh, okay. But anyway, they go back to try to rescue him, and it's during the war, and it's like this huge epic war where a lot of people die, and a lot of people die. And they go back, and once they come back, like the someone sabotages it and blows up the machine. Mm-hmm. So like, shit, we gotta fix this before they come back. So they're like fixing it. So back there, they're working on fixing it, and then they're trying to get the guy back, but it's like the French versus the English, and one of the guys on their crew is French, so he can translate, but then they realize that they think he's a traitor and all this stuff, and they think they're spies, and then he's like, no, he's Scottish, and they're like, Scott, what are Scottish people doing down here, and stuff like that, and it's kind of weird, because
it does sound like it could be more of a book than a movie.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, going into it, the way they were, like, unveiling all this stuff, it just reminded me of Jurassic Park, where they're unveiling the park and stuff, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I understand it's the same writer.
Yeah.
But it felt like whoever made this movie was trying to make it, like, Jurassic Park style. Okay. Yeah. Like, that style and stuff, and I was just like, oh, I know what they're gonna do here. And I was like, do they really need to have the suspense of them fixing the machine when there's enough of the stuff going on back then and all this stuff? And then there was also at the beginning of the movie, they're pointing out all these things like, why is this? Because they're looking at the castle.
Yeah.
Because they're like archaeologists or something. I don't remember. But they're like looking at it, like, why did this happen? And all of a sudden like, oh, ah. And like as they're like back in time, they're making that stuff happen.
Oh, right? So they fucked
like,
it up.
Yeah. But it's just like, I don't know. The overall movie was like, I get the premise.
Why is there
it can
a
end.
Hole in this castle the size of a dick? Some guy just fucking the castle.
Well, they're like, this thing is broken. Who would break that? And all of a sudden, later in the movie, I break it. Just like, why?
Because I can.
I broke it because I saw that I break it. But that doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
I just don't get that. And then they break it and there's no point.
We found a skull of a child here. Guess I gotta kill a kid here. Yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seemed like there was like a lot going on, but not at the same time. Like,
yeah,
there was stuff that was like, yeah. I gave it a 5. That was average. Oh. Yeah, not that great. But
you sounded more excited when you were explaining it.
That's because it was easy. It was fun to explain. Like, oh, you
guys.
But yeah, there was a lot more people dying in that movie than I thought there would be. Just like Jurassic Park. Just kidding, there's less people in that.
Actually, if you pay attention, quite a few people die in that movie. Like,
but I mean
lot.
Like main characters.
Yeah.
The attorney, pretty much it.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
Muldoon.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nedry.
One of the kids.
the grandpa. Oh, that's the second movie. Alright, my last movie I watched of the month. This is my third one. So I had Anaconda, Cool World. And this one was Swept Away.
Swept Away?
Guy Ritchie directing Madonna.
Oh, yeah.
Madonna is a rich...
bitch.
Cunt. Basically. Like, I think they even say the C word in there. But she's just like... It's three couples that decide to go on a cruise. A nice... Well, not really
a couples retreat.
Like, yeah. But then they go into like a small like yacht little thing. And the people, the crew on the boat are making meals for them and taking care of them, and everyone's having a good time except for Madonna's character, and she's like, ugh, this is stupid, stop looking at me, blah blah blah, come here. And the guy's name is Pepe, so she keeps calling him Pee Pee, and yeah, it's great. But then, and there were some humorous parts in it, like how she complained about how the fish didn't taste good. She says, ooh, remake it, I don't like this, fish doesn't taste good, duh, remake it. And so they do, and then she goes to town. When they stop at one of the docks, she comes back. She's like, I brought fish, so this is good fish. You make this. The guy, and then chef goes to the guy, don't make it. Make our stuff. Make this stuff that we brought along. So she makes it. See, this is good fish. I did a good job picking out the fish. And they're just like, yep, you sure did. But, and also Elizabeth Banks is in that movie, and she plays just basically a dumb, ditzy girl. And it was funny. Like, that part was funny. But then Madonna's character just gets all mad about how she hates it on the ocean and everything smells like fish. So she takes a nap, and then everyone goes off to go to an island or snorkel or whatever the fuck they're doing. And she's like, I want to go. I want to go now. I didn't know you wanted to go. No, I want to go. So they get in a boat, and they get the engine cuts out, and they get stuck. And they're out in the ocean for days. Then they eventually get to an island. And this takes a little about like 45 minutes for them to even get to the fucking island. And then once they're on the island, the guy is, he knows how to take care of, he knows how to catch fish and do this other stuff. So he is now the superior one to her. And then it just gets weird. Like, he starts making her, he like calls her a slave and makes her do his laundry. And it gets kind of sexist in a way because he's like, hey, cook this. Slave, come here, do this. And I kind of laughed a little bit because every time she would come by him and he would get mad at her, he would just push her over. And just kept pushing her over, and she kept falling over. That amused me. But then it gets to this really weird part where he, like, almost rapes her. And then she eventually like, gives in. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that because this, I have blah, 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 this, I have power, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, this is creepy. But then she, she goes back to him and basically has sex with him. So it's like, it's kind of a romantic, what is it called? When you're the kidnapper...
Stockholm Syndrome?
Yeah, it's almost like a romantic Stockholm Syndrome movie, because then they fall in love with each other, and then they have this argument thing saying, oh, if we ever get rescued, you're just with me right now because you're with me. She's like, no, I'll always love you, and this, and, yeah, it's, eh, unfortunately, of the bad movies of the month, this is the best one.
What would you give it?
4.5.
4.5. So you watched 3 of your bad movies?
3 of my bad movies.
So you're behind already.
But I watched...
a lot in February.
I already watched 2 in the first week of February, so I'm caught up as of right now. And I fucking... I wanted to rewatch these movies if it took away the movies I watched this month already. Like, fuck. Like, you...
So, okay. So what were the 3 bad movies you watched this month?
Anaconda, 3.5. Cool World 4 and Swept Away 4.5.
Oh, so it's going up. So the next one should be like a 5.
No, we're missing. We're missing from 1 to 3. So
all right. So yeah, I got my first half of Puppet Master. Next month I'll finish that, and then we'll see from there what box did I do next.
Yeah. So if there's any movies, oh shit, Brian. But Brian, we don't have the movie yet. That's right. Brian was going to lend us a DVD. That he had a movie of, but he forgot it. So but if you guys have any movies you want us to watch or recommend, email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. That's stuffbyscott at gmail.com.
I did get one recommendation to watch a movie.
What's that?
Runaway Train.
Sounds familiar.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those action-packed fighting. I don't remember who's in it, but...
All right, I'll put that on my list.
But yeah, that one, someone said, you gotta watch that! I'm like, all right.
Runaway Train.
Runaway Train.
So we'll watch
that. So maybe we'll watch that next one.
All right. I'll toss it on my list. I'll watch it. Runaway Train.
It's on Netflix, so... 1985 movie. Who's it starring? John Voight and Eric Roberts.
Oh, Jesus Christ. John Voight and Eric Roberts. Yep. Good. That,
it's 7.3. And
well, that's better than most of my movies.
Oh, yeah. What was the third one you watched? Swept Away.
Yeah, it was Madonna being directed by Guy Ritchie, which is her husband. And
that got a 3.6.
Oof.
On IMDb. So that was the worst one out of the month. This month, it said, for you.
See, that's a bad thing. If I watch all these bad movies in a row, I'll get accustomed to that. Like I was mentioning to you,
yeah,
the bad movies I watched this month, immediately afterwards, I watched X-Files, and it's a great season I'm watching, or it just made them that much better.
Because I think you should watch Black Mirror after some of these bad movies, because that show, to me, blew me away, and I can't even imagine after that. Like,
oh, God. I'm hoping... I think I've watched at least the movies I have access to right now. No, that's not true. I think I've watched
the worst of the worst.
The worst ones I have access to, but only in the worst, as in the most annoying movies that I could have. Because I'm sure, like, other movies I'm going to watch that have my queue or have the DVDs
are. But they're not annoying bad?
Yeah. Like, they're not annoying bad.
Yeah.
So, hopefully that's what it is. But, other than that,
that's a wrap! Do 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 do